You got to figure out what to do with the dog, and my poor wife is worried that the house isn't clean, and so forth and so on. And one day, we were just kind of...
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Tuesday. You know what that means? It's a Blueprint Power Hour show with Coach Rob Regis. He'll be on with me in just a second. I just want to make a quick announcement. So we just introduced the 3-pound jug of Thrive. And I got to tell you, when it's in this 3-pound jug, it is so much more obvious how great this protein powder is just from the way it looks and smells. I challenge you to open it and look at it and tell me it doesn't look different than any other protein powder you've ever taken. And we have a special 55% discount when you use the code BIGBOY, one word, BIGBOY. Go to thriveprotein.com and check it out. Learn more about quite possibly the greatest protein blend ever made, Thrive Advanced. Without further delay...
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regis on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, man. Just one quick announcement. The Blueprint Army Super Special. Last time in 2017, it'll be offered at a discount. Expires midnight the 31st.
And so, what all do they get in that?
Well, you go to CoachRobRegis.com, click the more information link, and you will see what awaits you. It is quite simply the largest online library of training, diet, supplementation, and gray market subs you will find anywhere.
So today marks a very interesting and exciting day. It marks the change, a slight change in the format of the Blueprint Power Hour. It's something that Coach Rob and I have discussed over the past several months. We're going to start doing listener appreciation. There are a lot of people in this audience that we can learn from, all of us collectively. And I don't know how many times a month, but we will be showcasing and putting a spotlight on listeners in the audience who actually are not only living the superhuman lifestyle, but contributing to its advancement. And you can reach out to us at onair@superhumanradio.com if you think you belong on this show to tell your unique story about how a muscle and the noble pursuit of strength has improved your life and share your stories with this audience. You will now have a platform to do that. And I'll turn it over to Rob now so he can announce our first ever Blueprint Army spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely. So joining us today, we have Seth Spanner, who I first met Seth, I guess it was more than 6 months ago now, at a local gym we both train at. I walk in, and he comes up to me, and he says, "You must be Rob Regis." Blew my mind. But also what surprises me is how big and strong some of these guys taking my advice really are. And we'll get to this at some other time, but just so you know what kind of a generous guy Seth is, he has, on multiple occasions, no less, bought Synthogen and Progenidrex for other people. That's how much he believes in them. So he literally gives them away. Unbelievable. So I guess to start, Seth, could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background? Maybe share with us when you started or how much you weighed, et cetera?
Well, what motivated you? Because that's usually where the story starts. What motivated you to turn to physical culture?
Yeah, I can't think I had any specific moment where I decided to start working out. It was just something that I was always interested in as far back as I can think, like sit-ups, push-ups, chin-ups. I remember, I think, originally I would do chin-ups on the clothes-hanging bar in my closet until I eventually started to hear it creak and realized I can't do that anymore because eventually it's going to break and I'm not going to know how to explain to my parents that I broke that. Eventually, I got my regular chinning bar to use at home, and everything kind of went from there. It was a picture of Mike Mentzer where he's standing relaxed, one arm at his side, not one of like the terribly shredded photos, but just a more normal one. And he actually, his face, he looked a little bit like my friend's father, who also worked out. And I thought that right there is not so much the ideal, but that's what I want to look like one day if I can. And then I, over the course of a few years, bought weights, bought benches, eventually had 500 plus pounds of plates in my basement, two benches, a squat rack, and everything that I ever needed, and worked out between high school and college. I started weighing about 127 pounds when I entered high school, left high school at 150, and then left college only 5 pounds heavier at 155. I'm 35 now, working a full-time job, a part-time job, and I have two daughters. So the schedule is tight, and I make the workouts fit into that when I can't make the schedule fit around the workouts.
And I'll tell you, the workouts are legendary because I've seen some of them. Along those lines, can you tell us a little bit about your training history and some of your best lifts?
Well, wait, real quick. How old are you, Seth?
35.
Okay. That puts things in perspective. Okay, let's go.
Sure.
So, some of your best lifts, maybe what's worked best for you?
Right now, my best lifts, my bench press is 365 pounds. I pulled that off a few weeks ago. My squat is about 392. I've had a muscular imbalance in my lower back for years from delivering newspapers, which is not an excuse so much as a reality, and it luckily hasn't really affected either of my jobs or my lifting. I've just had to handle squatting with a little trepidation. My deadlift is closing in at 500 pounds with the trap bar. I don't use a standard bar. And what I found works best for anything like that is I'm not a competitive powerlifter, bodybuilder, anything like that. I'm just a normal person working my jobs who enjoys lifting, and I do it for that reason only. So I don't feel there's any particular exercise that I have to do. So I don't feel bad substituting the trap bar for a straight bar, or some weeks doing the leg press instead of the squat. The exercise serves the purpose rather than me serving the exercise.
I like that.
I've found what works best for me has been low reps for the bench press. I like to do sets of 5, 3, or even 1. I try to stay away from 1 unless it's an unintentional 1 where I think I'll get 3 and it turns out, nope, it's only going to be 1 this time. And I've learned not to beat myself up over it, which unfortunately has happened more often than not. The last few months have actually been much better than I've ever experienced, and I can't really say why. My sleep schedule and food schedule aren't what they should be just because of work. And the fact that I'm still making the progress that I have been over the last few months, even given that, is probably what impresses me about myself most. And I really can't take credit for it, I guess, because even if things are going bad, I'd still be in there doing it.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that about you. So you didn't make most of your progress in high school or in
college?
No. It's come after?
No. Oddly enough, most of it has been later when I've had less free time and more stress in my life and worked more physically demanding jobs. Through high school, I delivered newspapers and babysat. And then my senior year, I had a part-time job after school. And that's pretty much the job I had through college, just part-time Monday through Thursday. And I had Fridays and weekends off, so I had plenty of time for rest and recovery. I think I was in a less effective training style then. I was convinced, because of Mike Mentzer, that one set to failure was ideal, even though I would still do 3 sets for bench press. And going to college with that attitude probably wasn't the best, even from an educational standpoint, because unfortunately it blocked me off to a lot of other ideas. And that wasn't Mike Mentzer's fault. That was just something I'd convinced myself of. So other people and other books and other students would say, oh, no, you should try this. And I'd think, no, you don't know what you're talking about. To be fair, most of them didn't have any muscle to speak of either, so I didn't feel terrible not listening to them. But I definitely wasted a lot of years on training that wasn't as efficient as it could have been. I still saw results, but not even close to what I'm seeing now.
Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's got a unique story, but yours is certainly different than most that I come up against. Now, I can't give listeners the benefit of the visual, but Seth is thick as a brick, and I mean that in the most complimentary of ways. But you also have a lower body fat percentage, and it seems like this power bodybuilding that you've kind of embarked on in practice is certainly doing the job. So my question is, that's a look that a lot of people want. So what does it take to be successful in this game, in developing that kind of physique in strength?
The first I'd say would be consistency, but even given that, there's times where I think maybe I should change and do higher rep sets, do sets of 12 to 15, and I'll think then maybe I'll gain more muscle, and I'll look and I realize I'm 205 pounds right now, and I never thought I'd break the 200 pound barrier, and I'm carrying a little more body fat than I'd like to, but I still have no problems with the way I look. So sometimes when I reflect on where I've gotten to, I have to realize what I'm doing is working, so I don't have any reason to make big changes. I'll change accessory exercises, but I do leave my main lifts for the most part alone. And I've found that making my schedule fit around the workouts as best I can, and even more importantly, making my workouts fit around my schedule and keeping things almost the same has definitely helped. I don't make huge changes. The best for progress that I've done is I will, on some exercises such as the bench press, I'll only add 2.5 pounds a week. I have smaller fractional plates and I have smaller magnetic plates, and I found because I like to keep the rep ranges as close to where I am as possible. If I can get an extra rep or so, great. That's progress. But I don't try to change from one week doing a set of 6 to the next week where I want 3 sets of 10. If I can get 8 with 2.5 pounds more, I have no problem with that. And on November 1st, my max bench was 350 after about 18 months of being stuck at 340. And then in less than 3 months, it's up to 365. Last night I did 347.5 for 3. Next Monday, I'm sure I'll hit 350 for 3. And that would be in about 4 months, taking my 1 rep max and turning it into a 3 rep max. And that's just adding 2.5 pounds a week.
And I saw your video.
I really hope people are listening because.
You know what's really interesting? I've seen his videos of his bench press work
right.
on Facebook. He stops at the chest. He doesn't bounce off the chest. I see so many guys. Look. I mean, if you're handling 365 and bouncing off your chest, you're strong. There's no doubt about it. But you're really missing out on full range of motion strong unless you're controlling the weight on the way down and back up. And you may have to lighten up for a little while, but you'll get back up to your 365. But this guy, he controls the weight on the way down. It barely grazes his chest. He stops for a moment. Even though there's nobody counting and saying press, he pushes up. And I've watched you bench press, and I've commented on some of your bench press videos. You have fantastic form and fantastic control.
Thank you. I definitely focus on that. I see plenty of people in the gym. I had a guy 1 week. He wanted me to spot him for 225. He can't get the bar up. He lifts his ass off the bench. I help him lift the bar, and then he says one more. And I'm thinking, no more. You didn't do, no more.
You
that was me. That
one.
Wasn't you. Yeah, no more. You're done. Stop. Yeah. And I don't understand. I've seen some people lifting off the bench for the whole set. And that's fine if they know they're doing it and they count it that way. If you bounce the bar off your chest and that's the way you always want to lift, or if you only come down 3/4 of the way, as long as you're honest with yourself and that's always what you do to track progress, I mean, it's your workout. I would never tell anybody, oh, you should do this because this is what I do. When people have asked me to give them programs or to write them a routine, I have a lot of questions that I have to ask first. I can't just say, oh, here, do this. I don't know what your equipment is. I don't know what your schedule is. I don't know how many days you want to go, how many days you can go, what's actually realistic for you getting there, what your outside of the gym life is like, what your family life is like. And any coach who's going to say, oh, here's your program, there's templates which may be highly successful and proven for many, many clients. And in general, it's a good starting point. But for me to tell someone, here's what you need to do, and give them a 12-week program, and I don't really believe in 12-week programs anyway, because I don't see any reason.
So basically what Seth is saying, guys and gals out there, is that if you hire him to be your personal trainer, he shows up on your doorsteps with 2 pieces of luggage under his hands, he lives with you for 2 months, and then he figures out everything about you, and then he can dig it.
You know what, though?
That wouldn't be a bad gig, would it? You know?
It would be fairer than what a lot of other people have done. It wouldn't be anywhere that involved.
No, I'm breaking your chops.
Right, but a trainer would need to know what equipment do you have. Because if I write down, you're going to do glute ham raises, you're going to do trap bar deadlifts, and you're going to do pull downs with a thick bar, and you don't have any of that equipment, then that's not going to work.
Yeah, you're not going to do it.
No,
I get it. I'm breaking your chops.
Very, very true, because I write those programs for people, and I have to ask all those questions. So
yeah, and worst case, you give them some substitutions that they can do. If you don't have this, do this.
Right.
And you work with them to figure it out.
How do people reach you if they want to work with you, Seth?
Actually, if they do want to work with me, I don't charge anything right now. I'm not a certified personal trainer. I am certified in nutrition from Precision Nutrition. I'm working on personal trainer certification, but right now I make no money in this industry. They can find me on Facebook at Seth Spanner, SethSpanner, or they can email me at iconoclastseth, iconoclast Seth, at AOL.com. And before you let me go, I just want to say...
We're not letting you go yet. I just wanted to get that out there before we go further down the road. So... Where do you live? If there's a training partner who wants to train with you or something like that, what town?
I'm in Summers, Connecticut.
Okay.
I train at the Gold's Gym in Enfield on Route 5, if any of them are around. But to be fair, my schedule, like, I go Monday nights, Wednesday morning, and Saturday afternoon, so it's a little hard for someone to necessarily have the same schedule as me. And I've noticed, last night, if you saw on Facebook, I was a little upset there were five guys using the bench that I'm, I have a preference for, and it's only funny because every other week they know I'm there at that time, and there's a different bench that they gather around, so it kind of upset me. And my old statement I said before is, if there's three people training together, two of them probably aren't getting results.
Yeah,
because
right.
There's one person who the program's going to work for and others who it's not. But I wanted to say, Rob mentioned that I'm very generous because I've bought Synthogen and Progenidex for people, which, I mean, it was unnecessary for me to do, so it was nice of me, but it was still a selfish action on my part. Because I want those supplements to be around, and the more people that use them and continue to use them, the more probability that it'll be around for years, so that if I decide in a week I'm going to buy another two bottles of Synthogen, I don't suddenly find not enough people are buying it, so it's off the market. And it works. It was funny, Rob said when you come off of it, you're going to feel like you get hit by a truck, and I always laugh at that, and I had a day where I didn't use it, and the next day I woke up after doing a chest and back workout. I got up, went to the living room to help get my kids ready for school, and then called out of my day job because there's no way. I was way too sore and beat up. I stood there and I thought, there's no way I'm getting through work today. He was right. I didn't order more right away, but my body had to adapt to that level of soreness again. And it definitely does what it says it does. I've told people and they thought, okay, sure. I said, listen, you try this, you won't get sore. And then I, just over the last few months, a few people that I went to high school with ordered it and they commented back to me like, yeah, just like you said, I'm not sore at all. I think one friend said he did a really big leg workout and still had some soreness, but nothing compared to what he was used to.
Yeah, this stuff works. There's no doubt about it.
So I guess to wrap up, let's say there's a 15-year-old listening, Seth, and he's just starting out. He's, you know, brand new to this. What's the most important piece of advice you could give a 15-year-old?
Okay. It couldn't be just one, because the first would be to learn the exercises, actually know how to do them, how they're done. I would tell them to hire a trainer, but I couldn't necessarily say what trainer would really show them the right form. So, unfortunately, they'd kind of be on their own with there's different DVDs and books, obviously. And then after that, when they come up with something that they think is decent, stick with it. Don't go changing programs. Don't go jumping. First, I would tell them, don't read any magazines. None of them. I haven't read a magazine in almost two decades. I have no reason to. That way, they're not going to see a different program every month and always think, oh, this is better, or this is, oh, I should try this now. No, you shouldn't. Find something that works for you, which as a beginner should be fairly simple. Use it, and when it really stops working, slowly tweak things. And the last part would be to seek progress, whether that, and I'd say whether that be size or strength, but it's going to have to be strength to start, because you can't know necessarily that the workout's going to produce a size increase. So work on getting stronger. It doesn't have to be huge jumps. It could be small jumps. They can use a single or double progression system where they add reps, then add weight and go back in reps, and really take your time. If you're 15 and you're just starting out, you have the world ahead of you. I'm 35. I hit 365 last month. I believe I'll hit a 405 bench press. And even if it takes me 70 more years to do it, and I don't do it till I'm 42, I'm fine with that. I've got the time right now, and I'm not going to try to rush anything. And everyone's trying to, oh, I'm going to get from here to here this year, from here to here next year. Slow down. You've got plenty of time. Take your time and do this for the long haul. Don't rush to get to like a 300-pound bench and mess yourself up and decide, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore, and give up on something that has lifelong unbelievable benefits if you take your time and do it right.
Seth Spanner, friend him on Facebook. Seth Spanner, S-P-A, it's N-N or N-E-R?
Just one N.
And one N, S-P-A-N-E-R. So check him out. Hey, Seth, thanks for being our first spotlight guest.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will pick it up with the normal Blueprint Power Hour Fair, where we answer questions from listeners. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Big sight, new, hey, go, go, big sight. Yeah. Got it, honey.
All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club.
Roll up in the club. So Eddie Sharkey says, hey, Rob, I just found your show and absolutely love it. I had a question, though. You mentioned a pullover machine last episode. Being familiar with your workout, your works, that surprises me. You've always recommended free weights versus machines. Why is this any different?
You know, it is true that I almost always use and recommend the free weight version of any particular exercise. The reason being, they just flat out work better for growth and in some cases, in most cases, avoiding injury. Dumbbells are an excellent example, right? In a benching or any push movement and pulls, you can supinate your grip, palms facing each other inward, to align the wrist, elbow, and shoulder. So you can try it right now. Put your arms out as if you were going to bench or overhead press. The elbows are splayed out, right, at 90 degrees in a very unnatural, vulnerable position. Okay, now, from there, simply rotate your palms to face each other. Presto, you will notice your wrist, elbow, and shoulder are all aligned properly. This is the absolute safest and strongest position that the body assumes naturally. Here's a good example. When you trip and fall forward, do you splay your elbows out like you were going to bench? No. Instead, your hands will go up and the elbows tucked in such that they're aligned. It's a much, much safer way to get your pressing movements in. With the machine pullover, it's really a special case. I love pullovers, and in fact, I think they're the single best upper body exercise you can do. Why? The potential of the lats is enormous. You know, you'll also get a killer chest workout, and the long head of your triceps, in most cases, will really be feeling it. The pullover is also what I deem a loaded stretch type of movement. That is to say, muscle tissue, and some people suggest the actual rib cage in developing, you know, young men, is stretched at the bottom of the movement, creating these microscopic tears in your muscle. Properly fed and rested, growth is sure to manifest, especially the heavier you go. Unfortunately, that's also where things get dangerous. I'm just going to say this in plain English. You can really screw up your elbows and rotator cuff to the point where you develop tendonitis or worse. That was me. Because at my peak, I was doing pullovers with 200 pounds on an easy curl bar. And chasing strength over and over caused a really sharp pain during one particular rep. And I'll never forget it. I am reminded of it every day now that I go heavy. The machine pullover solves this problem by having a pad. There's a pad where your elbows fall. So by taking the arms out of the movement, you really work the lats and chest, which are the intended muscle groups. The absolute last word in pullovers is arguably the Nautilus pullover created by Arthur Jones. Regardless, if you have a pullover machine in your gym, then by God, use it. Once you're done with a few sets, you will have an incredible feeling when you get off the machine or get up. I mean, you just feel like a monster when you engage muscle groups in that loaded stretch fashion. Long live the pullover. That's all I can say.
And the reality is that if you're doing it with a cambered bar on a bench, the leverages are changing, and it's changing from the lats being hit to the shoulders being hit, from the shoulders to the chest. And when you do it in a machine, you're putting gravity at a great advantage to keep tension on the muscles that you're trying to hit. Now, one last thing about this. If you have one of the newer pullover machines, they don't have the pads you put your elbows in and handles that you hold on to, which I don't hold on to. I just use my elbows like you do, Rob. But the new one looks almost like a tricep machine where you grab these two handles back behind your head and you pull over and the handles touch you either in your upper chest or your lower abdomen, depending on where you have the seat set. There's an easy way to fix the problem with that one, to take the arms out of it. Grab it underhanded, like you're going to do a curl. Reach back with your palms facing your face. Grab it and pull, and now you're pulling. You'll feel all the strength from your lats because you're pulling with your elbows. Your biceps aren't contributing anything. Your grip is your grip.
Amen.
We'll check that out. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Amy Banks. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today. I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon lime flavor tastes great and it comes in single serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
standing in the rain.
Freezing cold and soaking wet, came to hear his favorite DJ play a set.
Couldn't get a ticket.
It was a sold out show, and all he wanted was to be front row.
All he wanted was to be front row. Isn't that all any of us want in this life, is to be front row?
In the main event.
It's symbolic. Amy Banks says, I'd like to get your opinion on fat burners. I've been tempted by these for the longest time, but wanted your take before buying them. I mean, stuff like HydroxyCut. Is it legit?
Yeah, you know, Amy's referring to a class of products most of us are familiar with, fat burners. The word thermogenic is, it's a completely made-up word, by the way, but it really stuck, and I think it should be in the dictionary. You know, these products are an absolute gold mine for supplement companies. Why? They use copious amounts of, in most cases, dirt-cheap ingredients as their base. Then they layer in some exotic stuff that's mostly BS and or underdosed. Once ephedra was banned, companies compensated for years by just upping the caffeine content. Eventually, DMAA arrived, and it's a pretty worthy successor as the various stimulants have come and gone, although I still prefer ephedrine. At least it delivered the kick people were expecting. Its actual fat loss potential is questionable, at least compared to ephedra's in the literature. Like a lot of other stimulants, it was originally a bronchodilator and brought out by pharmaceutical companies. It was never pursued, however. Although it's rare, it's still out there if you know where to look. Now, earlier she spoke of HydroxyCut. In 2009, the parent company, MuscleTech, recalled HydroxyCut after the FDA got reports of liver problems, seizures, and the muscle-damaging condition called rhabdomyolysis, something I'm familiar with, unfortunately. Those products aren't on the market anymore, and HydroxyCut products no longer contain the ingredients that were in question. HydroxyCut is actually a family of products with different ingredients, but let me break it down for you. The base in these products seems to be Garcinia cambogia, and there was a meta-analysis done of that ingredient suggesting that Garcinia extracts can cause short-term weight loss. The magnitude of the effect, though, was very small, and the evidence of such, in my opinion, is questionable. Why? The studies were funded by MuscleTech. Personally, I wouldn't expect it to do jack. Instead, you want to use the individual ingredients known to work. If I were you, I'd head on over to your local pharmacy, ask for primatine tabs. They're kept behind the counter. By label, these contain 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride, not the weaker ephedrine sulfate as found in bronchate tabs. While you're there, pick up some generic caffeine, 100 milligrams apiece if you can swing it, and then finally head on over to the herb section and get some cayenne pepper. Ready? Here's your prescription. Build up to 25 milligrams of ephedrine, which will be two primatine tabs, 250 milligrams of caffeine, and one cap of cayenne pepper. I think most of the pills are 450 milligrams. Each one of those ingredients is research-proven to burn fat, spare muscle tissue, and you'll certainly have plenty of energy. If you can build up to three such doses throughout the day, but nothing after 3 p.m., otherwise it interferes with sleep. On the cayenne pepper, it's so simple, people overlook it. A 2014 study showed that people who consumed red pepper, cayenne, throughout the day felt increased feelings of fullness, and they had fewer cravings. The study results suggest that adding capsaicin to your diet, and in particular that stack, can suppress your appetite. And let's face it, you know, you should be hungry on a diet. or at least hungrier than any other version. So I hope that helps. Research proven and cheaper to boot.
There you go. Now somebody's going to formulate that and sell it.
Yeah, right.
Just make sure you send a check to Rob.
Yeah, I wish.
Larry Henning says, I've got my training down and follow a lot of your suggestions. It's made a big difference, so thank you for that. The thing I can't figure out is my diet. I want to lose fat, but gain muscle. I'm almost 40 and noticing more coming on in the waist, so I have to lose that first. What diet do you think will work the best for me?
This is a very frequent request that I get. I want to burn fat and build muscle. Well, don't we all? It can be done, but usually exists in the newbie or a chemically enhanced athlete. That's not to say it's impossible. It just takes some rather savvy diet and training tweaks. Over the last 30 years, I have tried all kinds of diets. I'm not going to say I tried all of them, but a lot. The two that I find work best for me are Dr. Mauro DiPasquale's anabolic diet and intermittent fasting. So when trying to solve for this problem in the Blueprint Meteoric, I combined elements of both, right, to give you the best of both worlds. Monday through Friday, you keep carbs low, except in the hour or so after training. During this time, you're also fasting, right, then eating in the 4 to 6 hours after the workout. Saturday and Sunday, you return to traditional bodybuilding type eating. You're going to be eating carbs again. You're going to eat every 2 to 3 hours. And by the time Monday morning rolls around, you're quite likely 5 to 10 pounds heavier, all in the muscles. Your training, therefore, should reflect this. Monday, heavy weights, long rest periods between sets. By Wednesday, you're starting to get depleted, but you still have enough gas to handle, let's call it EDT-type training, or my new favorite, ladders. By Friday, you should be a pound or two lower than the previous week. And your training should leverage things like body weight movements in a very fast-paced lactic acid tolerance type of format. The key to making this work for fat loss is being a little bit hungry during the week, all right? I mean, let's be honest. We can pull all those other tricks out of the book like cayenne, but if you're not feeling hungry, you know, it's likely you're eating too much in those 4 to 6 hours after the workout. This is a big revelation to some people, but it really is true. You're going to feel hungry, and yes, it really sucks. But to deal with this, I have several strategies. I mentioned before about cayenne with the EC stack. Any stimulant worth its name is going to suppress appetite. At night, things like Tagamet, cimetidine hydrochloride, that's a non-stimulant appetite suppressant. The absolute best solution when you start getting hungry is to exercise. When you perform high-intensity interval cardio, or you drag and push and pull sleds, or you're lifting weights, you're not going to feel like eating. And as an added bonus, you really ramp up fat burning, given you're in a caloric deficit. So, you know, if you're interested in more about the Blueprint Meteoric, you can visit CoachRobBregish.com. If you're not, that's fine, too. Use some of those tips. I hope it helps.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Frank Johnson. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobBregish.com. Go check it out. We'll be right back.
Be the
Desert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest price, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports, The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance, reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I love this next question. I love this question from Frank Johnson. And it's actually something that I've pondered for the past year about getting back in touch with your body. Frank says, you mentioned the power of a rest day or rest days and your subsequent strength increases. My question is, how do you know how long to rest and then when to train? And I got to, before you even get into your answer, I got to say something. The fact that you want to know that tells me that you're not resting enough. And I'm just going to say that, and then I'll justify my opinion after you go ahead and give your answer.
You know, this is a great question because it gets to the heart of what I've been spouting off about on SHR for years. You grow while you rest, not tearing down weight, tearing down your muscles by lifting weights in the gym. The real answer to your question, Frank, is this. You will learn by recording your workouts, taking your resting heart rate. In other words, it's going to take some trial and error.
Good morning.
Let's look at my training currently. It'll give you a good idea of what I mean.
Have a good day.
Previously, I could not budge flat dumbbell presses with 130 pounds. I tried it 3 different workouts. Nothing doing. I then took 12 days off. That's right, 12 days. When I returned to the gym, I didn't get it for one. I got it for 4. Recently, though, there was a setback. Last Friday, I went in there and barely, and I mean barely, got 1 rep with 130 pounds. Tried it for a second set, and same deal, barely won. At this point, there were only a few things that would explain it. One, this is my 3rd week really pushing it again in the gym. I may be overtraining. 2, I waited too long between workouts to repeat this, specifically 13 days this time. It's important to note, though, I was training hard, right, on my other lifts during the course of those 13 days. Or number 4, it may have been undertraining, or overtraining. So a lot of possibilities, right? The point is this. After a real heavy workout, there exists a range of days where your strength peaks and your body is supercompensating by getting bigger and stronger. For me, that range appears to be 7 to 10 days after a workout like that. If I go in and train that lift any sooner than 7 or any more than 12 days, I miss the peak. So here's what I arrived at. I've been really pushing it for 3 weeks, and I'm due for a deload. After doing that, I'll start back, not with the 130s, but with the 120s, build up to 9 reps again. Then, and only then, I'll tackle the 130s. That is precisely what I did before, and it worked like a charm. I'm also going to make sure I train that lift, that exact lift, heavy again within that 7 to 10-day range, such that, right, I don't lose touch with my central nervous system. This past week, it really was an education in the weights, okay? I posted this on Facebook. I don't post many videos, but I do so that you know I'm just not some fat guy who reads a lot. Wednesday, I was riding high with an 835 leverage squat, right? I got it for a triple. I was doing gorilla push-ups with ease. Friday, it felt like somebody turned the gravity up, and I was really humbled. And that, my friends, is the beauty of the gym. It will give you great triumphs. You'll feel like $1 million. And other days, it'll give you a real reality check. You're human and not Superman. So those are my 2 CCs. It's largely trial and error.
Good stuff. Very, very good stuff. Let's see. I think we can get one more question before we go to the break. How about that sound? We have Marlos Duncan. He says, hey, Rob, new listener and big fan of the Power Hour. You know what? I said I was going to comment on that. Nah, it's okay. You said it. You said it all. But that's what I was saying. The idea that you're asking what's the right amount of time in between training and rest sessions implies that you're being hypervigilant about how long is too long when I'm resting. I want to make sure that I'm back on the ship in time to, you know, reap more gains. And you should rest until not until you're vigilantly finding when you should go back in, until you just feel like you're excited to go back in. That should drive you. Being excited, because I can tell you that when you're driving yourself into the ground, you start to obsess about your workouts the night before. You're worrying about the work. You don't want to injure yourself. You don't sleep that great. You wake up in the morning and it's like you're going into the gym and you're going to put yourself through this ringer. And you want to, don't get me wrong, but you also are kind of stressed out about it. You have rested long enough when you feel like you can't wait to get into the gym and train. And you know what work is ahead of you. That's what should drive you. All right, Marlon Duncan says, "Hey, Rob, new listener and big fan of the Power Hour. Last week, you spoke to Rep Tempo and the ladders, and you are doing more ladders now. I didn't really catch all of it, though, so hoping you could explain and expand on what you said."
Yeah, you know, he's right. I've been discussing Rep Tempo and ladders lately for good reason. Some incredible research is showing how just a minor adjustment in rep speed yields huge gains. So what I'm referring to here is a research study that I came across just recently showing lowering a weight for 5 seconds and then, you know, pushing as fast and hard as you can on the concentric yields 3 times the muscle growth and 5 times the strength. Let that really sink in for a moment. Tripling your rate of muscle gain and gaining strength at a fivefold clip. Is there a supplement anywhere in the world that can match this? If there is, I'm not aware of it. Steroids maybe, but not supplements. Come to think of it, that's pretty steroid-like in and of itself. Sadly, I never see it practiced in any gym that I go to. Let me tell you how it's working for me. Since implementing this a month ago, I have made steady progress insofar as being able to handle more weight in the lowering and the concentric portion. Of course, you're going to get a lot of stares, but remember, that's usually a sign you're doing something right. Yes, you'll have to lower the weight, but believe me, it'll for sure be worth it. Ladders are a great technique, and they add a good whack of volume, but they're very intense, too. I've used them on chins and squats so far. So for reference sake, ladders go like this. You perform one rep. You wait 15 to 30 seconds. Then you do two reps. Wait 15 to 30. Then you do three reps. Wait 30 again. All the way up to 5 reps, at which point you start the ladders over again at 1. So I used 350 on the hip belt squat and made it up to 3 ladders. Let me tell you, that was one intense workout. Actually, I came up short, just short towards the end. But if you do the math and get all 3 ladders, it's 45 reps over just a few minutes' time, if that. That's like 2 sets of 20 rep squats and then some, you know? Last time I did the 325 and got all 45 reps, I forgot my Synthogen at home, and boy, I paid for it for a week, not the next day or 2 days, a week. Brutal soreness. But then something special happened. When it came time for legs again, which was 10 to 12 days later because I was so sore, I went back to leverage squats. I worked up to that 835 for a triple I talked about, but then I backed it down to 450 pounds and did 2 sets of 6 seconds up and 6 seconds down. I did it with 50 pounds more than I used last time. I used 450 this time. The increase in weight was telling enough, but the real story was the control I exerted over that weight. It felt like I could pause it anywhere in the rep and resume at will. So I have a sneaking suspicion those training modalities are synergistic. They sure felt that way to me. Give it a shot. I would love to hear from you guys if you're doing it. I'm certain you'll be pleased.
We're going to take a break. The next question could have actually been a featured tip of the day. When we come back, we have one more listener question, and then we'll do the blueprint tip of the day. Excuse me. Man, I almost knocked my microphone off the table. But the next question is from Mike Enos. He says, what makes a great lifter? That's going to be good. Stay tuned.
This is Ben Gordon. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. SmartestRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Mike Enos asks the unanswerable question, what makes a great lifter? What do you think, Rob?
Wow, this really is. This could be a tip of the day, but I can tell you what doesn't make a great lifter. It isn't drugs. It's not genetics. And it for sure isn't the supplements he takes, he or she. In fact, there is no one singular reason. If there were, we'd have a lot more great lifters out there. The fact is, most people are in and out of this game in their 20s. I would go so far as to say you will only find greatness in someone in their 40s, and that's probably the earliest, 40s and 50s, long after the vanity part of this sport has come and gone. I knew a lot of guys who started lifting in the hopes of attracting women. And once they got their girl, though, I didn't see much of them. I also knew a lot of guys who only trained because it was part of their sport. Most of these were team athletes, right? Baseball, basketball, certainly football. Virtually every college today has strength coaches for these activities. And many of the high school teams do, too. In other words, they have to put in the time because they have some coach driving them. Lifting, for them, usually ends when their playing careers do. Still others start training because they were picked on as little kids or because their older brothers or friends got them into it. Generally speaking, high school and college are the entry points where most people get into it, with an increasing percentage of those people out of the game as the decades roll by. Generally speaking, though, if you're still training at 40, it's a sure bet that this is going to be for life. Let me tell you why. By age 40, your days as a competitive athlete are way behind you in the rearview mirror. The effects of aging are starting to show up, and you know, you become aware of your own mortality. Injuries don't heal as quickly as they used to, and family, work, and other obligations demand more and more of your time. They will conspire to sap your energy, your enthusiasm, and your willingness to keep investing in yourself. And this is a very important point. Think about this. Work wants more of you. That's an investment in them, your company, not you. Something to think about before you start clocking up more overtime. Let me put it this way. The guys I know over 40 that are still training are still going to be training until the last step that they take in life. It is this stick-to-itness that really separates the men from the boys, and it is deeply rooted in the love of the game, the known value of hard work, progress, however small, and belief in oneself that even begins to define great lifters. Because if girlfriends, work, injuries, financial problems, and competing demands of the world at large don't derail you, nothing will. In short, great lifters withstand the ultimate test, the test of time.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You know?
That's brilliant. And you know what? There will be a lot of people in your life that will tell you something bad about your lifting. Oh, you're taking too much time away from this, or you're taking too much time away from that. But, you know, Elisa Profumo taught me an observation, let's say, and it's very true. When we were talking about how much time you have to give to other people and when you start neglecting yourself, she said, you know, when you're on an airplane, the flight attendant tells you, if the oxygen mask falls from the ceiling, put yours on first put yours on first, then you can put one on an elderly person or the kid next to you or whatever. But put yours on first, because you're no good to anyone if you don't make it. And
yeah.
And you know, training, I don't care what illnesses you have, and I speak to, as somebody who's really, really bumped up and banged up, your life is so much better and you will fare so much better against any illness if you train hard. You will.
Yep.
So you're doing it for them more than you're doing it for you too, because what a selfish thing. There's a lot of people who can't do it for themselves. Then do it for your wife and do it for your kids so that you don't become a burden to them someday.
Yeah,
it's, you know what? And that's right. It's all about the long haul. It's all about increments, and it's all about patience. If you're making progress, who cares how slow it's going?
It's like Seth said. He adds 2.5 pounds, what, a month?
A week, I thought he said, but maybe a month.
2.5 pounds a week, even if it's a month. You know, do the math. You're going to be lifting a lot heavier in a year's time, as opposed to that person who wants to put 25 pounds on. Seth's putting 2.5.
Well, if you're putting 2.5 pounds a week on, that, I mean, you could easily...
10 pounds a month.
That, well, I was going to say, it's 100 pounds a year.
120.
Oh, you're not, yeah, but I'm saying you're taking some time off. You know, I'm like doing a round down.
Yep.
I mean, so, hell, you're not going to do that forever ad infinitum at 90 years old, be benching 6,000 pounds, but... You know, you definitely can build strength and reach your genetic potential and stay there. That's the other thing. I see a lot of guys who used to train. They trained all the way up into their 50s. And then they just decided, well, having fun is more important. And to me, having fun is getting blasted every night and staying up late and doing all these stupid things. And then they fall apart, and then they develop an illness at 60 years old. They go, see, it didn't matter that I exercise. Yeah, it matters. It matters that you change your oil. But if all of a sudden you decide after the car is 5 years old, I'm just not going to change the oil anymore. Yeah, it's going to break down. And you can't go, oh, see, all those years I changed the oil, that meant nothing. Yeah, it means something. But it's not going to take you for the rest of your life.
Right. And you know what? Here's something else. In some exercises, 5 pounds a week is a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but there's no shame, folks, in going to, I think it's PDAAssociates.com, and getting some fractional plates made up that are, you know, a half pound a piece that allow you to add 1 pound. It is imperceivable. A 300 and a 301-pound bench press are virtually imperceivable.
Yeah, but train with that extra 1 pound weight for a while and watch how easy the next pound goes on and the next pound goes on and the next pound goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And don't think of it as, let's say, a 2.5 pound increase. Seth is doing, even if he's doing, you know, 4 sets of 5, that's 20 reps. 20 times 5 is what? 100. You really added 100 pounds to your total workload, even assuming you're just getting the same number of reps.
Yeah, I did high reps yesterday for legs, and I did high reps today. I'm talking about giant sets of 20 reps each, so 60 reps in the single giant. And I'm using moderate weight. I'm using anywhere from 50 to 65% of my one rep max in these weights. And I'll tell you something, by the fourth and fifth set, my heart is galloping in my chest, and I'm breathing heavy, and my legs are burning. Today, my pecs and shoulders were burning. The lactate buildup is just insane when I get to that last movement of 20 reps. It's just like everything I've got to ignore the pain and move, just move. It's really, it's an, you know what? I never used to train in the higher thresholds. I'm going to stay here for a while. I'm going to stay here for a while and do this for a while.
So. Right. And, you know, progress is checking, you know, keeping an eye on strength increase. Progress is not losing or gaining a pound on the scale.
Right.
It tells you nothing.
Hey, Rob, go ahead and plug the Blueprint special again, and we'll pull the plug on the show.
Sure. It's the Blueprint Army special on CoachRobRegish.com is quite simply, we only do this once a year. It is immediate access to everything I have ever written, or dissertation I've given on radio. That includes over 4 or 5 years of blueprint bulletins now, over 50 issues, a half a dozen books, a half a dozen special reports, blueprint power hours, I don't know, 1 a week for the last 5 years. Do the math on that. If you head on over to CoachRobRegish.com and you click the Learn More tab, you will see a list of blueprint bulletins, and that's just the tip of the iceberg by topic, and get an idea of just the gems that await you.
All right, man. That's it. CoachRobRegish.com. Go there or B-Square, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio, and thank you for listening today to the Blueprint Power Hour. Take it easy, Rob.
Thanks for having me, Carl.